This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma says the government has centered its attention to relief and resettlement for Jadarkot earthquake victims. Government starts distributing relief amount of 200,000 rupees to each families of deceased in earthquake in Rukum West. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is heading towards good governance, social justice and prosperity. An Israeli bombardment causes damages to more than 50% of housing units across Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is heading to the path of good governance, social justice and prosperity. Addressing a mass gathering at Thawang, the headquarters of RULPA today, Prime Minister Dahal said the government had brought 400,000 Nepali migrant workers and over 50,000 people working in the informal sector to the Social Security Fund. Saying the country's economy was improving, the Prime Minister pledged to take initiative to reduce interest rate. Today itself, the Prime Minister inaugurated a building for RULPA Hospital and a newly built concrete bridge over the Thawang River in RULPA. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says the distribution of emergency relief assistance in the recent earthquake-affected areas is taking place through a one-door policy in coordination with the local levels. Unveiling yesterday's cabinet meeting, Minister Sharma, who is also the government spokesperson, said the government had centered its all attention to the relief and resettlement for the Jadarkot earthquake victims. Minister Sharma further said the reconstruction works would begin after the completion of relief and resettlement works. According to the minister, Nepali unique architect and cultural heritages damaged by the Jadarkot earthquake would be reconstructed with priority. Minister Sharma also stated that the cabinet meeting held yesterday had decided to accept a concessional loan of $100 million to be received from the Asian Development Bank as a budgetary assistance. She added that the cabinet meeting had recommended the appointment of Sunil Nepal as the Nepal's ambassador to the Republic of Portugal. Meanwhile, the government has started the distribution of relief amount of 200,000 rupees to families of each dead person due to the earthquake in Rukum West. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government and concerned authorities to make the distribution of relief packages to quake victims effective. Issuing a press statement today, Commission spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel said the NHRC drew the attention towards carrying out post-quake relief distribution further effective by providing food and shelter to those hit hard by the recent earthquake. The hearing and petition related to the habeas corpus would be carried out from the Supreme Court during the Tihar festival holidays as well. Issuing a notice today, the Supreme Court administration said the court would remain open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. from the 12th of November till Tihar festival holidays, except the day of Vaitika on the 15th of November. A three-member committee has been formed for recommending names for appointment to the vacant post of the Vice-Chancellor of Tribhuvan University. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Ashok Kumar Rai is the coordinator of the recommendation committee. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister and Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, formed the committee with Secretary Suresh Adhikari and Chief of TU Department of Buddhist Studies Dr. Chandra Kala Ghimire as its members. The post of TU Vice Chancellor had fallen vacant after Vice Chancellor Dr. Dharmakanta Vaskota's term terminated on the 4th of November. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14## डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Treaty of Commerce with India has been automatically renewed. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Ramchandra Tiwari, said the Commerce Treaty with India had been automatically renewed in accordance with the provision stipulating that the treaty had to be renewed every 7 years. He added that although the topic of amending and revising the treaty had been raised, it could not be addressed this time. He further said the ministry was preparing for the Commerce Secretary level meeting of the two countries and this issue could be raised at that time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Israeli bombardment has caused damage to more than 50% of housing units across Gaza. In a statement, the media office of Gaza's government said some 40,000 housing units in the besieged enclave were completely destroyed by the Israeli army. It also said about 32,000 tons of explosives had been dropped on Gaza since the start of the war. The Al Jazeera quoted health officials in Gaza as saying Israeli tanks surrounded several hospitals in Gaza and civilians' infrastructure. Meanwhile, the White House says Israel has agreed to a daily 4-hour pause in fighting to allow Palestinians to leave northern Gaza. The US has reached some agreements with China ahead of the COP28 summit in Dubai at the end of this month. The BBC quoted Washington's climate envoy John Kerry as saying in a business summit in Singapore that they felt the days of talks were very successful and had come up with some agreements. Mr. Kerry said details would be shared at the appropriate moment soon. The world's two biggest polluters finding common ground is considered a crucial part of any consensus at COP28. Mr. Kerry had met with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in California this week for 4 days. He described the meetings as tough and serious. In response to a question, Mr. Kerry repeated observations on anti-China-US climate policies and technologies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, along with the hilly regions of the country. Light rain, thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Sudur Paschim Province and hilly regions of Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and at a few places of high hilly and mountainous regions in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma says the government has centered its attention to relief and resettlement for Jadavpur earthquake victims. Government starts distributing relief amount of 200,000 rupees to each families of deceased in earthquake in Rukum West. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is heading towards good governance, social justice and prosperity. An Israeli bombardment causes damage to more than 50% of housing units across Gaza. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.